Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Edios. We will be learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches talks about Karshine Truma. What are Karshine Truma? Let's start with the Bartonuro, and then we'll continue in the Mishnah. Karshine Truma, he machal gemalim. That's camel food. Ve'ein b'nei adam ochlin mehem, ela midochek b'shnas re'uvan. And people only eat them in great duress. So for example, if there's a famine or something like that, there's nothing else to eat. They are edible, but it's not something a person would choose to eat under normal circumstances. Umafrishin mehen truma, and we separate truma from them, hoil v'nechalim l'adam l'prakim ayideh hadchak, because they are eaten by people sometimes in cases of difficulty, so truma must be separated. Ve'enu kedusha kishar trumos, but because they are primarily animal food, they won't normally be eaten by people, then they don't have the sanctity of normal truma. So that's what we're talking about. So back in the Mishnah, Karshine Truma, when it comes to this animal fodder that might be eaten by people, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai say, Shorin, Beshafin, Betahara. They must be soaked and they must be peeled or rubbed in a state of purity. Umachalin Betuma. But you can feed them to your animal in a state of impurity. So because they're truma, we handle them with purity because we don't want to make the truma impure, but once you're feeding it to your animal, it's not going to be people food, it doesn't make a difference. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say, Shorim b'tahara, they have to be rinsed or washed in purity, b'shafin u'machalin b'tuma, but they can be peeled and they can be fed to animals in a state of impurity. Shammai Omer, Shammai, not Beis Shammai, Shammai the person says, Ya'achlut sarid, they are eaten dry. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Kol masehim betuma. Everything, even the rinsing, anything you want to do with them can be done in a state of impurity. So let us look in the Bartonuro, and he will explain these differences of opinions. So the first opinion is that their prep work must be done betahara. So tahara means benetilas yadayim, you have to wash your hands to handle them. Kedin kol shar ochlim shel truma, just like any other food of truma. Shestam yadayim shnios hein, Uposlos es hatruma, because unwashed hands are considered a secondary level of impurity, and that would invalidate the truma. Umachalin lebehema, they can be fed to the animal betuma in a state of impurity. The eno choshesh imatame osan biyadayim b'shas shemachlin lebehema. We're not worried if someone's going to impurify them and invalidate the truma with his unclean hands once he's already feeding it to an animal. Of al kol zman she'enu machalin behema, but until it's fed to the animal, asur l'tamen biyadayim. We're not allowed to make it impure with our hands. Shorin b'tahara. So the next opinion is that they must be rinsed in a state of purity. Sheshriyasin b'mayim machshirin l'kabel tuma. Something becomes fit to receive tuma once it becomes wet. So rinsing it as part of its prep work, that causes it to be able to receive tuma. V'im shor oso b'tuma, and if you rinse it in a state of tuma, nimso hachshran utumasan ban ke'echad, you find that making it able to receive tuma and making it tame, making it impure, happens simultaneously. V'zeh bilvad osrin beis hillel, and this is the only thing that beis hillel says is osir. Mishum heker kedei shiyidu shehein truma. It's a means of recognition that people should still be aware that this is truma. So you have to wash your hands before handling it, basically as an awareness thing that it's still truma. Yachlut sarid. The opinion of Shammai is that they are eaten dry. Lashon yovesh, he's translating the word and he gives an example of what it means. Avkan yachlu yoveshim, they should be eaten dry. Shelo yehe alehen mashke b'shas achila, so that there should be no liquid on them when they're fed to the animal. Kedei shelo yehe nikar shehuchsharu lekabel tuma, so that it shouldn't be apparent to people that this has become able to receive tuma. So unlike the previous opinion, which is to wash your hands to avoid the problem, here it says don't even let it get wet, just keep it dry. Kol masehim betuma, the final opinion, that of Rabbi Akiva, is anything you want to do with these karshine truma can be done in a state of impurity. Vafilu hashriya, even the rinsing, even the water, we're just so not concerned because it's animal food. V'halacha kebeis hillel, and the halacha follows the opinion of beis hillel, so the prep work must all be done in a state of purity. Actually, not all the prep work, just the rinsing. Okay, that is Mishnah Ches. Let us now continue with Mishnah Tes. Now, this Mishnah and some Mishnayos that follow are going to be dealing with people who are going to Yerushalayim with their Maaser Sheni, their second tithe. Second tithe produce had to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but it was hard to carry all that produce. So what the Torah permits us to do is it permits us to transfer the sanctity onto some coins and carry the coins and then use those coins to purchase food to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So now we're talking about the preferable way to change coins in various denominations in order to get them to Yerushalayim and what to do once we arrive at Jerusalem. So the first Mishnah in this series of Mishnayos, which is Mishnah Tes, tells us, Haporeit Selabim Maos Maaser Sheni. If someone wants to change coins of Maaser Sheni money into silver, Beis Shammai Omrim B'chol HaSela Maos. Beis Shammai says he can change the entire coin. Ubeis Hillel Omrim B'shekel Kesef U'B'shekel Maos. And Beis Hillel say he can only change half of it into silver, but he has to keep half of it in copper coins. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Ein Machal in Kesef U'Peros Al HaKesef. So a separate halacha, Rabbi Meir says that you can't take the sanctity of both silver and produce and put it onto other silver. The Chachamim Matirin, but the sages allow it. And we'll see in the Bart Neuro that the sages only allow it in a particular circumstance. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Haporeit Sela Mimaos Maaser Sheni. If someone wants to change coins of Maaser Sheni into silver to take to Yerushalayim. Mishi Yeshlo Maos Nechoshes Shel Maaser Sheni. Someone who has copper coins. He's got a whole bag of little copper coins that he's going to take to Jerusalem. Ubar Lepatin Besela Kesef Lahalos Lirushalayim Mnei Masoi Haderech. And he wants to change them to a single, more valuable silver coin, which would be easier for him to transport. So in such a case, Beis Shammai Omrim B'chol HaSela Maos. Beis Shammai say he can change all the copper coins into silver. Imbo Lepartan Yachahu Leporit Kulon. If he goes to make change, he can change all of them. V'nosein Maos B'shvil Kol HaSela. And he can give all of it over in one transaction. Beis Hillel Omrim and Beis Hillel say Lo Yiprut Elachatzian. Beis Hillel say he can only change half of them. Because when he gets to Jerusalem, he's going to need small change. Miyad lekanos tzarchei tzuda. He's going to need it right away so that they can buy food to eat. And if everybody gets to Jerusalem and runs straight to the money changers to get change, yokiru haprutos, then the value of copper is going to go up. Supply and demand. Everyone's changing silver for copper. Copper's going to go up. V'nimsu maaser sheni nifsad. So we see that the value of maaser sheni is going to go down, and we don't want that. Lefichach yisu prutos imahen lahotzi b'miktas. So he should keep part of his money in readily available copper that they can spend upon arrival. Ulekishiochlu yifrut b'kesef shibiyado ma'at ma'at. And then, as necessary, he can change silver for copper as he goes along, a little bit at a time. Shekel hu chatzi sela. And also, Bartner is letting us know that a shekel is half of a sela. Ein machalan kesef uperos al kesef. So the next halacha is that you cannot change both silver and produce for silver. Mi sheyesh lo chatzi dinar kesef shel meiser. Someone who has half a dinar of meiser. Uperos shel meiser shavim chatzi dinar. And he has fruit that's worth half a dinar of meiser. Lo yitzarfu yachad lachalim al dinar. He cannot combine them and redeem them onto a single dinar coin. V'chachamim matirin, but the sages allow it. V'kihai gavna ayidei tziraf haperus. They only allow it in this particular case, combining with the fruit. K'dei she'ein lo ela chatzi dinar kesef, because he only has half a dinar of silver. Aval lachal dinar kesef uperus shavin dinar. But to change a full dinar of silver and a dinar's worth of fruit, al chatzi hasela, onto half a sela, shehu shnei dinarim, which is worth 2 dinar, modim chachamim she'ein machalin. They would agree that he can't do it in that case. So here it's only because he doesn't have enough to fill up the whole coin, but in that case, that he can't do, the halakha kechachamim. And the opinion of the sages is the halakha in this matter. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue talking about money changing in Mishnah Yud.